At 6:06, it is mostly clear, 75 degrees in Tulsa. We are looking for a high of 90 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Plans will move forward for a new, larger Quick Trip to be built at 11th and South Utica in Tulsa. The project will be so large that it will close 10th Street in the area. Pearl District residents spoke out against the project at last night's Tulsa City Council meeting.
You know, the Constitution says that you can't take private property for public use without just compensation, and I'm not sure where the compensation is when you take public property and give it for private use.
The project is not part of the overall Pearl District master plan. The vote was 5-4 with District 4 Representative Blake Ewing voting against the project. A special representative of the United Nations comes to the University of Tulsa to hear concerns of Native Americans. Marshall Stewart was at the meeting.
James Anaya is an independent expert designated by the UN to report on the rights of indigenous people. He heard from a myriad of tribal leaders on issues from water rights and gaming to domestic violence and fears the Keystone Pipeline will disturb sacred grounds.
Yeah, I'm here basically listening to people to learn about their perspectives, their concerns, and their situation from their own words.
Several tribal leaders called for a seat at the United Nations representing indigenous people. Anaya will file a report on what he's learned with the United Nations Human Rights Council. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Sierra Club has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, claiming a Muskogee coal plant is exploiting a loophole in air quality regulations. The lawsuit involves the Oklahoma Gas and Electric plant at Muskogee. A spokesman for OG&E says the company will follow whatever process the EPA approves. A new report shows Tulsa International as the 20th most expensive airport in the nation from which to fly. But Tulsa Airport's deputy director, Alexis Higgins, says Tulsa airfares are very competitive.
Regionally, we're right in line with other airports, and even we hear a lot from people saying that they drive to Dallas, but Dallas is right there with us in terms of their average fares.
She says they are constantly looking to attract new airlines or expand schedules of existing airlines. She says, however, any expansion has to make sense not only for Tulsa passengers, but for the airlines as well. On State Capitol Watch this morning, as work continues on a new budget, the number two Republican in the state Senate stops just short of saying there may be no tax cut at all this year in Oklahoma. Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Schultz of Altus says dropping natural gas prices are causing concern.
Well, I think everything's being discussed at this point. We're certainly talking about, you know, is it still a possibility? But, you know, again, the uncertainty with what's being created in the natural gas market.
The decline in wellhead gas prices has some officials concerned over the state's anticipated production revenue. The legislature approves a measure limiting the amount of pseudoephedrine you can purchase. It is an effort to cut down on the manufacturing of methamphetamine. Tulsa County District Attorney Tim Harris is not impressed.
It's failed other states in its window dressing. Darrell Weaver from OBNDD, and I join with his comments, it's a step backwards.
Harris wants pseudoephedrine banned in Oklahoma without a doctor's prescription. Divers continue their search for a man who reportedly jumped into the floodwaters of Grand Lake near Wyandotte in northeast Oklahoma. The Grand River Dam Authority says three boats are looking in the area but have yet to find 32-year-old Mitchell Cunningham. Our weather, sunny, windy, and hot. A high today of 90. A 20% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 71 for a low. Right now, clear in 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.